Hey, this is Robin Irvine. You're on the road with Dane at WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane live here high atop Chicagoland in the Allstate Skyline studio. And from here, we can see a pretty long way. We can certainly see there are a lot of people around Chicagoland that are excited about what is going to be happening this weekend. On the line, we have best-selling author, host, restaurateur, and star of one of the all-time great Food Network hits, Coming Back, the one and only Robert Irvine. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks, buddy. It's good to talk to you.
There's a lot of people wanting to talk to you. I know that, and I know the excitement is out there for all the people that love the show, all the people that appreciate and love the programming for Food Network. But I don't know, is there anyone more excited than you to be able to bring this show back?
Well, I got to tell you, and you know me, Dane, I am so excited. This season 14, is going to be the best season, period. You know, to come back after 3 years hiatus, and the show felt like it was done yesterday. I'm really excited. The people that we've done the restaurants for are all so unique, so dynamic, and so feisty. I think the viewers are going to love it.
Oh, well, everybody loves a comeback story, and to be able to provide those on a weekly basis and then in the restaurant space as well. And you know that there's people that have reached out. They're looking for that helping hand. But with all the challenge that you have, not only to set them on a financial track, but also a lot of times build up the facilities, revamp the menu. So a lot of times you have at least one, maybe more, hostile witnesses. What is that like to have to kind of work through the challenges and say, like, help me help you?
You know, half the reason that they fail is because they're fearful of somebody like me coming in and trying to fix them, because they're so used to doing this their own thing. There's so many different ways to fail. It's the servers, it's the food, it's the ambience, it's the restaurant itself, and then it's the owner. And if you put all them together, you've got, you know, the original trifecta of failure. And what I try and do is getting to the brains of those folks and understand why they do things and why they're doing it a certain way, and try and break them of those habits. And, you know, it gets and I'm going to tell you, in season 14, there is definitely one, if not more, of the toughest challenges I've ever faced. Ripping off the mics, slamming the door in my face. I've learned a whole new language, which I never knew before, from females. So it is. It's intense. I try to keep composure. I try to, you know, remember what I'm there for. And sometimes you get so passionate, and I mean passionate, that you want them to succeed. Well, wait and see.
Now, here's the thing. So you love a challenge, and of course, this is, after all, you know, it's tough. The restaurant business is one of the toughest businesses out there. Even with all the best intentions and all the money in the world, you know, they fail at an amazing rate. And so to get in there and have it be challenging, but it is entertainment. I mean, it's reality television for the most part. Did they kind of set you up where you get handed the situation? You're like, guys, come on, where they're trying to make it as absolutely hard as possible for you?
No, you know, one of the things I've always said when we started this, and you know, I wrote this show, so and it took a life of its own, by the way. I think when they cast these places, they're just looking at people that are hurting, that have put their house on the line, that have really tried and failed through their, sometimes no fault of their own, and most of the time through their own fault. You know, economy takes a change. Obviously, we hear that all the time, and that's an excuse. The cleanliness of the restaurant doesn't cost money. It costs time, and for you to make sure people do it. So they don't cast television shock value. They really pick the ones that need the help the most. Yeah. And if you think that we get a couple of thousand a week asked to help, and we can pick one, they've really got to be smart when they pick the one. I know nothing about the restaurants, and I don't want to know anything about them. I walk in there, I look at it, I make my observations, you tell me what's going on, and I try and help you. And it's as simple as that. There's no skullduggery. There's no, oh, it is a real 48-hour and $10,000, and get it done. And if I fail, 9 out of 10 times there's a loss of a home, a business, and there is some stress between families and you know, husbands and wives and kids. So I try to make it the best for the community, the best for the family. And if they allow me to do my job, be either successful or and continue to run the business, or they get out the business and sell it, which to me, either way, is success.
Yeah.
Because I've they've not got, you know, an anchor wrapped around the neck and they're sinking. So some people are meant to be in this business and other people aren't.
Well, the premiere is coming up on Saturday. It is the 20th. It is going to be, I think, 8 o'clock Central Time here in Chicago. And fixing a restaurant, the challenge is it's tough. If you, like I said, you've got all the time in the world and lots of money. But you mentioned it, you know, $10,000. You got 2 days. I have been, and for the listeners, I have actually been on site during one of these that you've done. And I've walked in and I've said, I cannot imagine in any way, shape, or form that you'll be able to put this place back together and set it on a right track. It is amazing what you can do. It is absolutely 100% real. And you've got the team back together, right? You got the band back together with Tom and Tanya as well.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Obviously, we don't have Mark Summers this year. He's busy doing Double Dare. But the team, the gang is back together, the original gang, and except Mark, obviously, as I just said. But it's really cool to work with people that have the same mission. And it's even cooler than when we put out and ask for help, you know, on radio and sites, that the people that have done the show, that know it, that understand it, and like you said, it is real. I shout and I scream and I get it done, because, you know, for every hour that we lose, it's $1,000 to the restaurant that they don't make. So it's great. We've got a show coming up next week, starting season 15, and it's in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, we've got a lot of folks that have been there before and done it, so I'm all excited about that Tuesday next week.
You're going to be in town Tuesday and Wednesday here in the Chicago area, and just as many people love to see the show on television and experience all of that on the entertainment side, there's going to be an opportunity. We'll put links up at WGNradio.com as well, and I know you're going to share some of it. There's an opportunity for people, local Chicagoans hearing this right now, to get out there and join you.
Yep, absolutely. And they'll see how real it is. And yes, you did experience it. it's fast and furious, but I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like when you see the end result from where you started. It's something very special, and you know me personally, and my whole world is about helping folks, our military, you know, people less fortunate. So the show coming back is really special to me. Saturday, I want to make it blow off the charts so we get to do a lot more. So the more tweeting and trending and more you get the word out for us, it'll be great. It's a change from a Wednesday night that we used to be to a Saturday night. We're seeing how that works. And I'm excited. I'm going to be live tweeting. And here's the cool thing. There'll be rules out on my Twitter, but we're going to give either a trip to a restaurant impossible for two, you know, all expenses paid,
nice,
or a trip to Vegas based on the rules of this competition on Saturday, which I'll announce in the morning. But I'm excited. I'm really excited, if you can't hear that.
Oh.
To put this back on the air.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of the most anticipated, and I've said that before and with the listeners as well, like returns or programs to come back to the Food Network. You and I both talked a little bit about it. There's no reason, you know, if it wasn't broke, don't fix it, right? And of course, everybody's got all the best things moving in the right direction. And even better than ever now, Restaurant Impossible is coming back on Saturday, April 20th. It is going to be that night. And of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Robert, I won't be able to be with you on site, but hopefully some of our listeners will be able to get a chance to help out next week here in Chicago. We're going to let you get back to work. Thanks for everything that you're doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, we love you, buddy. Hey, take care, and we'll see you soon.